This is Tatenda Gumbo here at the Studio 7 headlines for Friday, April 15th, 2016. 12 Zimbabweans have died and several others injured in a road traffic accident outside Batebridge Town, Matabeleland South Province. Former freedom fighter Bernard Manyadza, who was also one of the trainers of ZANLA forces, says President Robert Mugabe has ruined the country. Some Zimbabweans say they have not yet benefited from the country's controversial land reforms 36 years after independence. They also want women and young people to get land. On Monday, we will be holding a meeting in Washington, D.C., focusing on Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. This town hall will be streamed live on Facebook. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about road traffic accidents ahead of Independence Day celebrations. We will also get your views on yesterday's MDCT public protests. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios for our lucky winners. Simply invite 10 friends to join our VOA Studio 7 Facebook page. Ask them to like our page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. Today's question is, how many colors are on Zimbabwe's flag? The draw will be conducted April 18th. Don't be left out.